more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke. The legend goes that the Eskimos have dozens of words for snow. Well, Madison author Dale Kushner thinks we should have more than one word for love in the English language. Her debut novel, The Conditions of Love, explores the many iterations of love from the perspective of the young protagonist, Eunice. As she struggles to discern what love is all about, she learns about the depths and limits of familial love, the importance of friendship and mentoring, and about passion, desire, devotion, and loyalty. Kushner tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce, the book is written in three parts, the first of which focuses on Eunice's unique relationship with her mother, Myrne.
You know, one of the things that we all struggle with, and Eunice is struggling with in the first part of the novel, is this relationship with her mother, which is very intimate, very, very profound, but also her mother is, quote, a misfit. So she's also trying to separate from her mother, which is, of course, the goal of all of us. We have to separate from our parents. So she both adores her mother, who's a larger-than-life figure, but also resents her and also is trying to figure out her own identity. So you would hear a little bit of the mimicking, but as the novel progresses, you see that she develops her own voice.
And part of that comes as a reaction to her mother's relationships, her mother's own search for love, except when it's right in front of her, she doesn't seem to want it.
She doesn't seem to want it because she doesn't really know what love is. One of the aspects of the mother in this story is that she has an unfulfilled creative life. The novel's set in the 50s, and in the 50s, Hollywood was this place of pure enchantment. The mother, Myrne, has a fantasy life, a creative life about becoming a movie star. Well, if you're a movie star, the men that are going to flock to you are other movie stars. So she's always waiting for this sort of perfect lover, as in Clark Gable or Cary Grant. And so she can't really see what's in front of her. And this is not lost on the daughter.
I think that's especially clear when we see Eunice's dad come back into the picture ever so briefly, followed by the introduction of Sam Podesta.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For Eunice, what do these two men represent?
Frankie is the charmer. Frankie is her father. He abandoned the family at birth. He's this charismatic man who becomes idealized because he's been absent for the first 10 years of her life. And he has that bewitching blend. He carries that bewitching blend of charm and deceit, which is very alluring for a lot of women, including her mother. So he's that kind of man, the kind of man you would sort of drool over, but you know you're going to get your heart broken. Sam is a sort of a maternal figure. He's a stabilizing figure to some degree. He literally provides their groceries. He seems to be somewhat worldly, but he's also, the main thing about Sam is he's dependable, and she really knows he loves her. So again, these are facets of love that she's learning. The whole book is about an education about loving and conditions of loving, and do we give unconditional love to people, or what does that mean, or what can we expect?
Compare the mourning for us that Eunice goes through when it comes to having her father walk out on her a second time, having Sam Podesta leave her mother after Myrne rejects him, and mm-hmm. even losing Myrne as we get into the second part of the book.
The book is about loss. I mean, as a broad theme, the book is about how do we survive not only difficult beginnings. I mean, I often say Eunice was born under a dark star, but the challenges that face us along the way. And as much as we might want to sort of deny it, loss is part of living. Loss is part of the human condition. And Eunice gets a big wallop of it early on. It shapes her. And in my mind, she's a real heroine because she keeps her heart open and she doesn't become bitter. She doesn't seek revenge. She continues to love. So loss and love are very intertwined. And the wages of love often are that, you know, the more you love someone, the harder it is when you lose them. But do you choose not to love? I mean, that's a question I think we all face many, many times. You know, I just add on this. Someone asked me, who would want to read your novel? I mean, not in a, they asked me in a funny way, in a fun way. And I said, I'll have to think about that. And then I thought, well, anyone who's been in love, anyone who wants to be in love, anyone who's been knocked around by love, anyone who's been enchanted by love, because I think love is the strongest force in the universe and the most, you know, life-changing form. So,
from the first part of the book into the second part of the book, you introduce this almost biblical flood that comes to the town Turtle Lake, where Myrne has taken Eunice to kind of start her life over again after Sam Podesta has left them. What does this flood, metaphorically, if you will, wash away and also wash into Eunice's life?
Well, obviously, floods are pretty mythic images, and we know them from the Bible, and even before the Judaic Christian Bible, there are Noah stories and other traditions. It is a washing away. It's also sometimes I believe crises give us the push to make choices, decisions, difficult decisions that we might not otherwise make. So in the situation of the flood, Eunice has been really wanting to separate from her mother, leave her mother in a way. And the flood gives her an opportunity, a physical opportunity to, well, she thinks she's going to go out in the flood and get help and rescue her mother. But in fact, it separates them. So it's a real transition, as these kinds of things are. If we think in reality, not metaphorically, about natural disasters, if we follow the stories of the people on the ground, whether it was a tornado or a flood or an earthquake, we might see that right afterwards there would be these big decisions that happen to families. So it is both metaphoric and literal in that sense. And it washes her into the next phase of education with a character named Rose.
Tell us a little bit about Rose and what she manages to give Eunice that she never could have gotten from Myrne.
You know, I've often, for people who haven't read the book, Rose is a kind of hermitess figure who lives in the woods, and she may seem very archetypal and mythical, and she is in a way, but she's also real because there are people, especially in Wisconsin and Minnesota and up north, these very strong woodswomen. So she has a reality to her. She provides Eunice with an understanding of friendship, with an understanding of loyalty, and also with a whole education about relationship to the natural world. So what I was going to say is, sometimes if you don't get, quote, the right mother in real life, there's always Mother Nature. And I think that Rose represents something of that and introduces Eunice to an understanding and love of the natural world, which she was beginning to discover when she was with Myrne.
How is Eunice changing as we see her gain this appreciation for nature, gain a trade as she learns how to beekeep with Rose? How is she changing at this point in the story?
Well, one thing is she's learning how to live without her mother. She's learning she can live without her mother. And Rose, too, everybody in the novel, every character has a backstory about love. So she also learns from Rose, who seems, you know, so heroic, that Rose, in fact, has a backstory about love that's tragic and dark. So she learns from Rose that there's no perfection, really, in love, that love has many facets. And that, too, helps her to navigate what's ahead for her.
In the third part of the book, what sort of challenge is Eunice face? I mean, it seems like she's beginning to learn about a new kind of love.
She's learning about desire because she's a young woman and she has desire. And so everything that has come before her, the family, love of family, attachment to the parent surrogates, friendship, devotion will now become part of her life in a new way with a man called Fox. And there's some tragedy ahead for both of them. But as she's learning and involved in this erotic relationship, really, she's also becomes an artist. She, all along in the book, she draws. It's one of the ways that her imagination works. And so from the beginning, there's sort of an elliptical pattern. She comes from a mother who has frustrated creativity, and in the end, she becomes an artist. And that's tied in with this man who sees that in her, who mirrors that in her, who feeds that in her. And so that's part of what she's learning in that last part.
Does Eunice ever really get a handle on how to deal with loss as it's related to love? How did her previous experiences prepare her for what she deals with Fox?
You know, I see her as someone who both suffers the loss, that is, she's not in denial, she doesn't put it into her work. I mean, all the many, many ways that we all try to avoid things that are painful, she kind of metabolizes it. She recognizes it. She cries. She may have, when she's younger, a way that she works it out through her imagination. But then she moves on. She cultivates things that bring her joy. She has an enormous sense of curiosity about life. She has an enormous sense of wonder, you know, especially the section of Rose when she's learning about the natural world. And I think that's the marker, I often think, of those who survive difficulties, loss, suffering, tragedy. They don't get stuck in the past. The past can, I think Sam says the past can haunt you if you let it. And she recognizes the past without getting stuck in it. So for readers reading this, I think if you notice how she does that and how she metabolizes and integrates the things that happened to her, that's how she survives. You know, I think the thing about reading in general, and especially novels like The Conditions of Love, is that the reader gets to be with the characters over time. They get to see the characters develop over time versus just, you know, a short span of their life. So that was an impetus to make this novel about Eunice's whole life, precisely for the questions you're asking, you know, are about that. You know, how does she survive? What drives her? When I started the novel, I didn't really know. I was just driven by finding out. And I'm curious about people's lives. And there are no set answers, you know.
Well, Dale Kushner, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Dale Kushner's novel is called The Conditions of Love. Kushner, who lives in Madison, has received numerous awards, residencies, and honors, and is also author of the recent poetry collection, More Alive Than Lions Roaring. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce. You can learn more about her and her book group appearances at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. One last break, and then we'll explore the uniquely Midwest phenomenon of supper clubs. It's Lake Effect from WUWM.